Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Matan ben Sarah and for Ram Yosef ben Chana, Bathsheba bas Sarah Chaya, Rav Baruch Ritz ben Sarah Tzipora, Rav Shai ben Leah, Rav Meir ben Eliza, Rav Henoch Dov ben Lipsha, Chayo Chevet Fege, Bas Michal Yehudis Basia Sutihila, Bas Ariel Tzipora, Ki Yemachar Lecha Achicha Ivrio Ivrio, Be'avodacha Sheish Shonim, Uvashona HaShavis, Tishalchenu Chofshi Me'imach, steht im Pasuk. In Book of Vayikra, in Book of Dvarim, Parashas Re'eh, if your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, in the seventh year let him go free. V'chisi shalchenu chofshi me'imach loisi shalchenu reikon. When you send him free from you, do not send him empty-handed. Ha'anik ta'anik le. Mitzoincha u'migarnacha u'miyikvecha. Asher beirachecha Hashem aleikecha. Titein lo, you shall give him gifts. Furnish him liberally, as he translated as. Give him gifts, give him a hanaka. Out of your flock, and out of your threshing floor, and out of your winepress. As Hashem has blessed you, you shall give to him. You should remember you are avodim in Mitzrayim, therefore I'm commanding you this. And let's say he says to you, I don't want to go. He likes it with you. Take a awl, thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be to you a servant forever. And also to your female servant. In other words, she also gets hanaka, not ritzia, hanaka. Don't feel bad that you're sending him away. Where he has served you 6 years. Double the hire of a hired man. And Hashem, your God, will bless you in all that you do. So that's the parasha in the Torah Kedosha of Eved Ivri. Not the parasha, we also have in Parashas Mishpatim. It's one of the parashas. The pashtus, this pasuk, lo yikshe beinecha v'shalecha yisuchof shim'imach kimish nischai sachir, avodcha sheishan v'racha shemukhach shetaseh. Don't feel bad, he worked double for you. It's talking about it's going to be hard for you to give him the hanukkah. In the parish Harish Bam, that's the Pashas of the Sugya in Kedushin 14b. And Rashi there, Dibar Masala Tzas Adon. See also Mishnah Lamelech. In the third parak of Avada Malacha Yudal, it's not the Mashmal Tzvara of the Ramban. In his Osophus to the Mrs. Loises Eloise Tezain. In the Zohar Rakiya Eloise Tezain, also see the Meiri Kedushin Yudal on the base. Akoponim, that's Pashas. Pashas is that you shouldn't feel bad that you have to give him this hanukkah, that you have to give him this this gift. Now it says in the Gemara and Kiddushin, and the Zayin brought here in Rashi, Mikanam Revit Ivri Ovid Ben Beyom Ben Belaila. Zeo Kiflaim. What's the double? What's the Mishnah Schar Sachir? What's the double work? Because he works by day and by night. That's the double. day he works, because that's when he works. And by night, how does he work? Zokt Rashi, Rabba Moisir LeShivcha Kenainis. His master gives him a Shivcha Kenainis, a Gentile maidservant. And at night, he produces children. That's an avoda. And that the master benefits from. The vlados go to the adon. And that's the night work. So by day, he's cleaning the house, attending to the garden. And at night, he's busy with his shivcha knainis. So therefore, don't feel bad giving him this hanaka. He did double work time for you. Problem is that Am Ivriya is no inyan of giving her a shivcha kenainis. Nevertheless, you still have to give the Am Ivriya hanaka. And this is going to be hard for you to do. Nevertheless, you're chayiv. In other words, here it says, don't feel bad. He did double work. They don't feel bad, they have to give him hanaka. Yeah, but the shivcha kenainis you have to give hanaka to, and she didn't do double work. So you see that doing double time work isn't what makes you feel better about the hanaka. Because the shivcha kenainis, you have to give the hanaka even without the double time work. So it seems here that don't feel bad sending him away. Because he did double. Yeah, but the Shivcha Kenainis did double. That didn't do double, and you also have to send her away with gifts. So why does it say, don't feel bad, because he worked double. Don't feel bad about giving him the Hanaka. Shivcha Kenainis did the Hanaka, and she doesn't. He gets the Hanaka, and she didn't do double. So obviously the Hanaka isn't connected to doing double time work. And also Moichar Atzmai is talking about Machur based. But Moichar Atzmai is Aser B'Shivcha Kenainis. Kiddushin 15a. Someone sells himself, he's asked for Shivcha Kenainis. Nevertheless, there's a machlekes tanoim, whether he gets Hanaka. Whether there's a mute in the pasuk, not a mute in the pasuk. Forget about that. Why doesn't the Gemara just say that there's no al yiksha beinecha? He didn't do double. He didn't get a Shivcha Kenainis, so he shouldn't get Hanaka. Yet there's one opinion in the Bara that he does get Hanaka, and the only argument in the Gemara is from a mute in the pasuk. So you see that the doing double work has no connection to Hanaka. Because in theory he gets the Hanaka even without doing double work. Also we find Misha Enlo Isha Ubanim doesn't get a Shivcha Kenainis even if Machur based him. Kedushin 28. Nevertheless, we don't find a Ptur for Hanaka in Azafah. So he's not get doing double work. Misha and Louisha Obanim. Because he's not getting a Shivcha Kenainis. And nevertheless, he's still a Chi of Hanaka. There's no Al Yiksha Beinecha by him. Ubeikar, not that it says lo yiksha, don't feel bad, ki mishnas ha sachar, you work double, b'chayra doesn't make sense at all. Because maishna shal etzem avodasoi etzlei, be'avdus, akati yesh yiksha beinecha, v'raka masha oibedis rabo belaila b'mesira shivcha kenainis, havale lo yiksha beinecha. In other words, when he worked for you, and now you're giving him this hanaka, there's a yiksha beinecha. What makes it an al yiksha beinecha? That he gave him a shivcha kenainis. Since he gave him a shivcha kenainis and he did the night shift also, so don't feel bad. Yeah, but the avodas hayom is more difficult. And if still it's much harder to do the day work. And if it's still hard for you to let him go, since you paid for him. You don't want to pay again. You don't have to pay again with the Hanukkah. So So when you paid, you even paid for avodas laila. You paid for the whole kit and caboodle. So why does the avodas laila make you feel better? Ah, now it's lo yikshe beinecha. Because you did avodas laila. Avodas laila is the easier avoda. If you say al yikshe beinecha, he did the day work. Don't feel bad giving anaki. He worked hard during the day. Sana says he worked hard at night. Night's easier time. And his point is that the owner says, listen, I pay for him once. I don't want to have to pay twice. And I let him go. I have to pay as well. Maze. We also have to understand what it says in the Sefer, the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Lekech L'chol She'atasseh. And God's going to bless you in everything you do. L'chayra, since the Nidon is Klapei Masha Mafsid is Hanaka, Mishum Zekosh Abein Avadavar, Avle Lo Mishi Baruchayu Hashem Lo Yafsid is Shira Hanaka. Aval B'Pasuk Arei Kasuv, Ubei Rachachol B'chol Asher Taseh. Says the end of the Pasuk, and God is going to bless you in everything that you do. Hashem Elokech is going to bless you in everything you do. L'chayra, since the issue is that he's losing out when he gives this Hanukkah, and that's why it's hard for him, it should say that God is going to bless you, not b'chol asher taseh, but b'shir Hanukkah. Don't worry, you get the Hanukkah back. No. In everything you do. Why in everything you do, not just the shir Hanukkah? Not just the amount you gave as the gift. We also have to understand what the Alshich asks. Also, Pazuk Yud Gimel, what do you need the Me'imach for? You sent him free. Pashit Me'imach. What's the Me'imach telling us? That it says in Pasuk Chav Beis, Yud Beis, Kimach Lecha Echicha Ivri Ovri Avotecha Sheishanim, Ubashan Ashvias Shachenu Chav Shemimach, the Ashech HaKadosh asks, what do you mean Avotecha Sheishanim? The fact that he's working for you for 6 years is not a Chiddush. He was sold to work. What should the Pasuk say? Lo ya'avdecha ki'im sheishanim. That's what it should say. It should say, only 6 years. And then in the seventh year, you let him go. Don't say he works for 6 years. Pshita. Say he only works for 6 years. Ah, that's better. Also, Pasuk Yigimel. V'chi seshalchenu chavshi me'imach lo seshalchenu reka. The Al-Sheikh asks, that it's mashma shirak lo yereka. And any shiloh that's not reikam is okay. But in Pasuk Gedalid, it says hanek tanekom mitzonchem igarchem yikvecha. So it's not just don't send them away empty handed. You've got to give them a lot of stuff. The Chor is a steer in the Pasuk. First it says don't send them away empty handed. Mashma, as long as not empty handed, it's cool. And then it says, you got to give him a lot of stuff. Tzorach v'gorachem yikvecha. Now, Pasuk Gedalet, it says, Lord, it's here in the Pesukim. Pasuk Gedalet, it says, Ha'anik, ta'anik loy, mitzorach v'gorachem yikvecha. Asher be'racha, Hashem alaykecha, titen loy. Al-Sheikh asks, what do I need? Asher be'racha. Give him from Yotzon Chom Gorchi Kvecha that God blessed you. Of course God blessed you. Where else did it come from? And also it says, Titein lo Tzlocha Or Miyater. It already says, Hanek Tanik lo. So what do you need the Titein lo for? Saying the same thing twice. Also in Pasuk Tezayin, it says in the Pasuk, Zechayat Gevet Yisab Eretz Mitzrayim, Yiftuch Hashem Lekecha. Akenu Chom Tzach Pasadar Zayayoyim. Remember, you're a servant in Egypt. God redeemed you, and therefore I'm commanding you this thing today. Rashi says, "Ve'enakti v'shenisi lecha mipizis mitzrayim, ubiz hayam apta hanik v'shanelo." Listen, I gave you Hanukkah. I gave you bizis mitzrayim and bizis hayam. I gave you twice, from the booty of mitzrayim and the booty of the sea. So you should do the same thing. Give them double. Hanek v'shneilo. Al-Sheikh asks, It would have said Zacharta. Maybe this Hayam would be Givaldic. That's not what it says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk you left Egypt. So that's enough to Mimchaivi to Meshach your Evet. What does that have to do with Hanukkah? Pasuk only talks about being freed from Egypt. Also it says Alken Anochi Mitzavcha. What does he need to say this for? It would have been enough to save Zechariah to get rid of Yisrael Mitzrayim. We understand. That's why I'm commanding you this. What does that have to say? Remember, you're an Eved of Mitzrayim. That's why I'm commanding you this. Also, he asks, Alken Anochi Mitzavcha Zedavra Azeh Hayoim. Pshitas Hayoim. When was it? Yesterday. Pasuk Zayin. V'lakachta Samaratzeh V'nasata V'ozni V'vedelis. V'yalacha Eved Oilam V'afla Moscha Tasekem. Rashi brings the Gemara in Kedushin 17b. Not that it says Vafla Moscha, but Ozel Al Ritzia, Shein Ame Ivri An Yutzas, El Al Chiyuv Hanoka Mayriko. Take this all, put it in his ear and in the door, and then it'll be for you an Eved Oilam. Do the same thing to your Ama. So Rashi brings in the Gemara in Kedushin. Do the same thing for your Amma. It's not going on the Ritzia, because the Amma doesn't get a Ritzia. It's going on the Hanukkah, as we mentioned. It's hard to understand. Al Sheikh already notes this. So why doesn't it say this in the Pasuk on the Chi of Hanukkah? Why does it say it when you're talking about the Ritzia? When you're talking about the Ritzia, it says Vafla Moschot Hasekin. That's like a weird Pasuk. When you do Hanukkah, say give it to the Amma. No, the Pasuk of Ritzia, it says, do it to the Alma, what? Give her a Hanukkah. That's not what we're talking about over here. Pile, 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 pills. So as always, we mamish have our work cut out for us, my Rabbi said. Said Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagoyin HaGadol HaDovid Zatzal. Rashi, in Pasuk Yud Beis, will be a mafteach lahavanas hadvarim. That we already have Dinei Eved written in Parashas Mishpatim. However, Zokta Rashi, the parasha was set over here because of two things that were mischadesh in this parasha. Number one, Yitzias Am Ivri Abishesh, doesn't say that in Parashas Mishpatim. And number two, that there's a Chiyuv Ha'anaka, which it doesn't say in Parashas Mishpatim. And this inyan, that a whole parasha was said because of two things that were mischadesh, means that we have in this parasha Havana, a yisod that's not in the other parasha. And from this comes an outcome that there are two things that were mischadish lemais in the parasha. So it emerges then, according to this yisod, which Moreinu Rabbeinu explained elsewhere, that the inyan of Yitzias Amo Ivri Avishesh and the Chiyuv Hanaka come from the same yisod. What's the yisod? And how do these two nafkaminas come out of this yisod? Okay, put on your seatbelts. Rabbi Biura in Yankach. Yesh ladun b'yitziot shel Eved Ivri. Haim yisodamu b'shem ha-gavro ke-Eved she'eno chofshi? The yitzias of the Eved Ivri, are they rooted in the fact in the shem gavro? Ke'evet she'eno chofshi, like a servant who's not free. She'ne'amar zman la'ashvui yoisei le'ben choirin klape atzmoi. V'lo evet k'mo she'ya ad achshav. But there's a time, it was said that there's a time to make him a free man vis-a-vis himself and not an evet like he was in Tomo. So the Yitzi of an Eved Ivri is Klape himself, B'Shem Gavra. And until now he wasn't free, now he's free. Or Yisoid Adinu Bebaalusoi Vikinyano Shala Odoin Boy. Shall Zen Emar Din Hafka'a Bebaalut Sheina Meiva Lezman Shekava Tova. Or maybe Yisoid Adin is in the Bailus and in the Kinyan of the Odin. And on that we said a din hafka in the Bailus, that it's not beyond the time that the Torah established. So it would appear that that's what it says over here. Ubashana hashvi'ith tishalchenu chavshi me'imach shenemar bazeh shedina yitzi'ah hu me'imach. In the seventh year, send them free from you. The din yitzi'ah is from you. Is it din bischutcha alav? Shedinu mechamatcha, shetipaka ba'alutcha mimenu, bashvi'it. ולא שהיציאה היא מחמת מציאות העבד, שדינו בשם עבד דידי דפקע לאחר שש. לא, לא, לא. It's not pshat that he's going out because of his מציאות עבד. That it's a din in his shem עבד that requires him to leave after the 6 years. But rather, the din yitzia is from you. It's a din in your schus on this עבד. The din is that because of you, you are gonna, your bailus goes away in the seventh year. And as an outcome of that, there is a chiyuv hanaka. Mizeh bo ha-totza'ah shel chiyuv hanaka. V'keivan d'hava le t'shalchenu chofshi me'imach, v'ki yitzia mikocho hi, zehu ma shemechayev oto b'hanaka. Keivan d'hava le shiluach didei. ואילו היה דין היציאה מחמת דין העבד עצמו, ולא מדין האדון, לא היה מקום לחייב את האדון בהנקה, אחרי שהיציאה אינה מכוחו. ורק על ידי זה תחשיב שילוח דאדון, כיוון שהוא חופשי מאימך, חייבתו תורה בהנקה. Since it's תשלחנו חופשי מאימך, he's going out mikoich the Adon. That's what's mechayiv the Adon in the Hanukkah, because he's sending him away. If it would be yitzia because of his din eved and not because of the Adon, there would be no room to obligate the Adon in this Hanukkah, because the yitzia, the freedom, the release, better, of, well, both are good, the release of the eved is not mikoich the Adon. If it were mikoyach the eved, then there'd be no chiyuv hanaka. But since it's mikoyach the odoim, there's a chiyuv hanaka. Rak al yidei zeh dechashiv shiluach the odoim, keven shu chofshi me'imach, chiyavto ha'tora b'hanaka. It's considered that the odoim is sending him away. Why is it considered that the odoim is sending him away? Because it's chavshi me'imach. That's the diuk in the pasuk. Since it's going from the Adon, that's what's mechayiv him in the ha'anakum. He's the one, the Adon is the one sending him out. And me'mela, the Adon is the one who's chayiv in ha'anakum. V'zeh mevu'ar b'emet medina sifri kan, u'bagmara b'kiddushin, that learns from b'chitz shalchenu chavshi me'imach, that somebody who's yoytze b'giroin kesef, somebody who goes out when he pays the adam, he can leave early. He has no din hanoko, because the shiluach has to be me'imach. So the whole vult of the hanoko is because it's me'imach. But if it's b'giroin kesef, there's no me'imach, so there's no hanoko. The Sefri here says, l'misha shiluchoi me'imach atomainik, v'yatomainik l'misha shiluchoi me'atzma. This isn't the Sefri, by the way, in the incredible website, mg.alatorah.org, Rabbi Novetsky's website, which I don't want to say sit on it all day, but much of it, it's mamish incredible, with all the Mefarshim in every pasuk, many Mefarshim. So one of them he has is the Sifri. So in these shiurim we quote a lot of Sifris. So I have Mamish the Lashon with the Sifri in front of me. Just click it on. It's amazing. Besides all the other Mefarshim. So Akopanim, what does the Sifri say? It's just a Maramaka. What does the Sifri say? Sifri says that somebody who shilucho me imach, you give hanaka to. And you don't give hanaka if it's shilucho me atzmo, if it's going out himself because of giron kesef. Now, even by Yovel and Sheish and Simanim, lo ata mishalcho ala shilucho me atzmo hu apidin Torah. So why is there hanaka in the Yovel year, in the seventh year, when the girl brings simanim, why then is there hanukkah? The answer is shekan nitchadesh sheyitziot elu ba'im mechamat din ha'adon. These yitzias are coming because the Adam, the Torah tells the Adam, don't be mishabed him too much. So that's shilucho me'imach. The giron kesef and the eved is kind himself. That's not shilucho me'imach. When the Torah tells you don't subjugate him for too long, that's me'imach. That's coming from the Adam. That's not mikput mikarach le'eved. וזהו גם כן דין יציאת אמה הבריאה בשש, שנאמר כאן בפרשה, שהאמה הבריאה חוזרת בשש לרשות אבי או מעשה ידיה שלו. הוא גם כן גדר של עבדות בה, מידין היציאה מצידה להפקד שאין עבד שבה, כיוון שאחרי היציאה הקאט היא משועבדת היא לאביה, ולא פקע ממנה השיעבוד שלו, לא היה דין יציאה בה, כיוון שלא תפעל בה יציאה שחרור גמור. אחרי שמואר כאן בפרשה שיציאה של שש, ידין בזכות האדון וכנינו בעבד. ישנו דין זה גם אצל עמה העברית, סוף סוף שיבדו של האדון זה, בא, אין לו מקום לאחר שש. וזהו מה שנאמרו בית הדברים האלה בפרשה זו כעדבי. כיוון שכנב, מחמת היסוד של דין היציאה שנאמרה בפרשה זו, ישנם לבית תוצאות אלו. This din of יציאה סעמה, that was said in the parasha, comes from the same place that she's going out from you. Because Am Ivri, after 6 years, goes back to Rishus Avi, and her Maisi Adam goes to her father. And it's also a gather of Avdus. So for the din of the Yitzir was Mitzida, that she loses her shame Evet, since after Yitzir she's still an Evet, she's still subservient to her father, and the Shibud hasn't yet gone away. There'd be no... There'd be no din Yitzir. Because the Yitzir isn't poil a complete Shichur. It doesn't create complete freedom. But since we see in the parasha that the Yitzir Shel Tzishesh is a din in the Schus Adon in the Kinyan and the Eved. So in the Mela, he has a right for 6 years, the Adam, and after 6 years he has to let go. It's not a din in the Eved, it's a din in the Adam. The Adam has to let go. Because there's no room for it after 6 years. And that's why these two things were said in the parasha together. Both the vort that the Am Ivriya goes out, and the vort that you give ha'anaka, these are the two chedushim in the parasha, and they come from the same place. That's the Amma going out. So they come from the same place. What place are they coming from? They're coming from a place of what? You letting them go. You can't be mishabri them for too long. So the Mela, it's one Yisod, and these two Chidushim come out in the parasha. That's the Chidush of this parasha. Because Mikoyach the Adon, they're going out, the Adon has no right to subjugate them for more than 6 years. The Mela is going to be Hanukkah, and the Mela, the Alma goes, Bechla goes free after 6 years, because if it wasn't, otherwise she'd just go back to being an Eved. So if it was Mitzad her, she wouldn't go free, because it's not free. She's going back to her father. But since it's Mitzad the Adon, the Adam can't be Mishavah for more than 6 years, even though she's going back to her father. The Adam still has a chayiv to free her. מבואר היטב מה שכתוב בתחילת הפסוק, ועבדך 6 שנים, ובשעה השביעית. In other words, it says he works for 6 years and in the 7th year goes free. And what was said here was that that he works for 6 years is the reason that in the 7th year he goes free. Shemashu avadcha, avdecha. The fact that he's subservient to you for 6 years, that causes it. Not as Metzius as an Eved. It's not mitzad the Gavra the Eved, it's mitzad you the Adam. You have to let him go free after he works for you for 6 years. That's emphasized in the pasuk. Since he works for you, avodcha sheishanu meila, the 7th year, let him go free. And from that yisod comes out that the Ame Ivriya goes out after 6, and the chiyuv ha'anakum. So in meirai v'rabbeisai, as they say in liturgy yeshivas, we still have a long way to go. And a lot to talk about. So my request of you is that you stick with me and I stick with you. And B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we are going to continue and see Neflois, Rabbis, Gedolois, V'atzumois, Miteiros Hashem. So please stay with me. It's going to be awesome. B'li Neder, B'li Neder, B'li Neder. Hashem should just give us the health and the Simchas Chaim and the financial capacity to be able to continue. And please, God, will do so with Simcha V'tuv Leivov, and we will see Neflos Rabbos Miteres Hashem, as we already have. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.